Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WJXC 90.7 FM, ICRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn, I'm from Haines Falls, and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Antonia, I'm from Hudson, and I'm 12.
I'm Emily, I'm from Hudson, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
So, every Monday, Most Mondays.
Mm-hmm. Almost every Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
We missed you last Monday, listeners.
Mm. Well, the show is on every Monday, but not everyone is here every Monday.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, most Mondays, quit. Emily.
Uh-huh.
Moshi. Quinn. Gina.
We got?
Ingrid. Sometimes Babuda.
And formerly Maddie.
Formerly Maddie. Hi, Maddie. Woo. And I are here every Monday. Okay.
We have a case Most of Mondays the giggles.
From 3:30 to 4, talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff.
Yay.
So today, we're going to talk about books. What book did you read? Quinn.
I actually read it a while ago, but I read it in Seattle, and I thought, oh my goodness, I should do it, read this on the air, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's the second book in a series, because I couldn't find the first book in the series, so I just decided to pick up the second book in the series. My brain didn't have the first one. It's kind of silly. It's called Nocturne, or as I call it, Nocturine, because I like the name Nocturine better. By
it's Christine Johnson, right?
Christine Johnson.
Quinn asked me to look up the author of Nocturne. I did not know what that word was. Yeah. But we found it. Nocturne. Yep,
we did. And it's second book in the Claire de Lune series. Who is this teenager who's, I don't know, like 17 or something. And she is a werewolf. And all the problems that entails. Basically,
what are the problems that entails?
Well, the problem is, basically, if any human finds out, the person who they found out of, like, if anyone finds out about Claire, then Claire has to, by, like, rules of the pack, she has to kill them, personally.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, so she's like, okay, so my best friend, I am going to tell her the biggest stack of lies in the world to keep me from having to hurt her in any way. So her best friend is kind of confused because she's spending her whole life being like, oh, I can't come that day. I'm really busy. Sorry. Bye. Yeah. And kind of ignoring her best friend.
Aww.
And her best friend
also a problem.
Is now running around with someone else, like another friend, because our main character is always running away. And then the other problem we have is pack problems. Where, like, she's this problem at one point where she can't make this fire by, like, putting her hands over a stack of wood. And if she can't do that, then they have to, like, chop off her left ear. And she's like, okay. So, yeah. You know, she has...
Why is she supposed to be able to do that?
I don't know. I think it's, like, a werewolf thing that
at
someone
least in
invented.
This book.
Yeah, it's...
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. I don't think the author made it up, but I think.
Wow.
Yep.
Does she only, or do these werewolves only become werewolves when the moon is out? Like the full moon? Or is it more of a frequent thing?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I think they can change whenever they want to,
okay.
But they meet like once a moon thingy. I don't know.
What sort of lies does she tell her friend?
Anything you can think of, you know, like just be like, okay, so actually I have to do a photo shoot with my mom. I'm really sorry, I have to go, you know. Things her boyfriend knows, but like knows that she's a werewolf, but the thing is that he got like special thingy because he saved his mom's life in the previous book that I haven't read.
So he's allowed to know?
He's allowed to know because he, like, saved people's lives and
that's
stuff.
That's nice.
What sort of people?
I think it was her mom. But I don't want to give away all the secrets of the first book that I learned by reading the second book in the series.
Wow.
Do you want to read the first book?
Yeah.
Or do you think you know too much for it to be enjoyable?
Well, I don't know. I know everything that happens in it. And it would kind of be like, oh, I just want to hear more about this character.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be like, oh my goodness, this is such an amazing storyline, because I already know the storyline.
Surprise.
Exactly.
Is there a third book in the series?
I have no idea.
Wow. So, like, what did you say the title was again?
Nocturne.
And what does that
also
have to
known
do
as Nocturne.
Oh, no, like night. Oh, wow. I was like, what? But then I figured it out. Yeah. Does it have a lot to do with the night?
Well, she does a lot of nighttime things because when she always meets the pack with night, obviously.
With the pack at night.
Yeah, they always meet at night because.
Yes. You know. Yes. So when they turn into wolves, do they turn into, like, full, like, wolf wolves?
Yes, they turned into, like, wolves.
Okay, so they're not, like, those really annoying werewolves where they get, like, semi-hairy
and you're so like, what? I get so mad at those. Where you're, like, you have these big things that, like, shaped like carrots with the really big shoulders and, like, the wolf head. You know? Yeah.
Did you say shaped like carrots?
Yeah. Really, like, annoying. Super muscular.
Or like, yeah, when someone's like, I'm a werewolf, see? And then they get, like, pointy ears with some hair on them. And you're like, wow, impressive.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, did you have a book that you wanted to talk about, Antonia?
I was focusing on finishing How to Lead a Life of Crime, but I already talked about that twice. So, I was kind of counting on us reviewing books or talking about books that either we liked in 2012 or that we're looking forward to in 2013.
What were some of your favorite books in 2012?
Well, I don't know if they came out in 2012, but I like to read them in 2012. Like, Divergent. Mm. Yes.
I had to choose between that and the Ugly series. And I chose the Ugly series.
I didn't read the Ugly series in 2012, so can't really choose it.
Yeah, but I did, so I can.
Yes, and you were very lucky because they are the best books in the whole world.
I liked those books too.
Whoa!
Divergent and Ugly.
Awesome.
I didn't read all of them. I only read the first Ugly's book.
Oh.
But I liked it.
All the Ugly's books are magical.
Yeah, Extras was kind of, it felt like an extra.
I know,
like it was an extra.
That's
it was
what
like
I've heard.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Among the storyline, it was about, I think it was more about, like, hey, this world, it isn't perfect yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like,
yeah, I agree. Like, my friend who introduced them to me when she was reading them all the time, she thought the Extras was her favorite, but I didn't really know what she was talking about. I was like, really?
I liked how it was in Japan.
Yeah, I like so too.
I think it's Tokyo, but I'm not sure. Like, they never said it was Tokyo, so we don't really know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the same with, like, where you think that Rusty Town is, like, New York, but you're not really sure, like, New York City.
No, it's not.
It's L.A. It's, like, yeah.
Yeah. And,
like, I just realized that afterwards, like, they had a map in the book, and I was, like, I didn't really look at it, so I was like, oh, Rusty Town, whatever. That must be New York. And then I looked at the map, and I was like, oh.
Oh, right. This is LA. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun.
And then, yeah. Mm. It was fun. I liked it.
Me too.
Yay.
Yay.
I read a lot of good books in 2012. I really liked Ask the Passengers by A.S. King, which I talked about on the show a while ago. And I really liked Wonder, which I think I also talked about on the show, by R.J. Palacio.
Wait. Is that the one? No. Sorry.
And I Hunt Killers by Barry Liga. I believe I also talked about
that
one.
That.
Yeah, me too.
You talked about it and I was like, must read book.
Yeah,
and then
me
I
too.
Saw it and I had to choose between it and another book. And I think I chose the other book.
Nice.
It was so sad.
People kept telling me that I was too young for it.
So for which one?
I Hunt Killers.
It's pretty violent.
Like,
I mean, it's about a serial killer.
I went to Skyfall yesterday. It was so cool. Anyway.
So yeah, like, speaking of violent. Whoa. Oh,
I also read 2012, The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah. I saw the movie a couple days ago.
Oh, congratulations.
I thought it was well done.
I thought it was well done, too.
No, I thought, like, it wasn't just, like, I was very skeptical because I thought it was just, like, turning the book into a movie, but they actually had quite some style to it. Like, they added, like, the director knew what they were doing.
And
they had fun. And the main character, like, silences wherever she was, like, nobody talking a lot.
Yeah.
I think it was a tricky book to turn into a movie, so I think they did well with it, given the challenge. So, you know, part of the book is that you're inside Katniss's head. Exactly. And it's hard to be inside someone's head in a movie.
Yeah.
It would be like...
Unless they have a voiceover, which is very rare, I think, in movies.
Most movies I've seen, I don't like them. Like, it's telling you stuff directly, and then it seems less real, because you don't do that in real life.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job with The Hunger Games. You know what movie I hope... What book I hope they don't turn to a movie?
What?
Minder.
Oh, my God, because
if they turned it into a movie,
that'd there be would terrible. Be,
like... Three it hours of her just sitting across a table from somebody, like, staring at them.
You'd have to do voiceovers for the whole thing.
Or you could do subtitles.
Subtitles.
Yeah. And...
I think it sounds like it would be a fun book series to turn into a movie because they have all the special powers.
Yeah. No, do you know what I want to turn cool. it? I want to turn it into a television series.
Oh.
Yes.
Because it would make a really good series if you had, like, you know, like, you have the group... With, like, all the groups.
Yeah. I think it would be really cool to see it as a television series or a movie, but I...
It would be hard.
Yeah. If they... Yeah, they would have
and
to
it would be, like, PG-13 as well. Yeah. It would be...
And they would just be sitting there staring at each other, like...
Yeah, I think... Because
they have
I think it would
conversations
make it
in their minds.
I think it would make it less romance-y, too. Mm-hmm, like, let's just sit there across from Trevor, and they're, like, thoughts will go back and forth. Because the thing is about thoughts is that you can have a thought in, like, a second.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a paragraph.
Yeah. Exactly.
And how about looking forward to the new year? Are there any books coming out that you're really excited about?
Well, How to Lead a Life of Crime comes out in February. And I'm not going to read
you're still
it
liking
I already
it?
Read it. But I'm excited for other people to be able to read it. Cool. Because it's so happy. Oh, my God. I mean, it's not a very happy book, but it makes me happy to read it.
Yeah.
And you know what?
No.
Out of all...
I don't know.
Out of all the books in the entire world that I've ever read, and out of all the names of characters in books in the entire world that I've already read, this girl named Joy, spelled J-O-I, who was in How to Lead a Life of Crime, was my favorite character ever.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'll have to read that one.
She was so cool.
Yeah.
She was like...
What's so cool about her?
And there's a television series where a girl is named Micah. M-Y-K-A.
Huh.
I really like that.
Cool. Wow. Joy was really cool. She was, like, orphaned. And, she had started this, like... I don't know. It wasn't really an orphanage because it wasn't like a fish or anything, but she would have all the kids off the street, like street kids who were just wandering around like in New York City, and they could come to her and she'd feed them and stuff, and they could live there if they wanted, and she would like shoplift soup and stuff for them, so she was like a criminal, but whenever she shoplifted soup, she'd leave a receipt and be like, I shoplifted 3 cans of soup from you. The total comes to this much money, but sorry. Yeah, I didn't pay it. Okay, bye. And she was really cool, and she was really pretty, and she had, like, really long black hair, and she was just like, hi. And she was cool. And then, yeah.
Are there any books you're looking forward to?
Quinn? Not that I think about it, no. Like, I can't, I don't know.
I know one.
What?
I think at least, I can't remember if you've read them, but the next, the third book in the Divergent trilogy is coming out next year.
Ah!
And I know that's a popular book series on this show. Yes. And I also know there's a new Rick Riordan book coming out. So I know Ingrid is excited about that, and Moshe probably, and Maddie.
Yeah.
They're all big fans.
I want to read Insurgent, but I haven't got to it yet because I need you.
You need me? To what?
Yeah, Emily, to set it up on my Kindle, because I read the sample of it.
Gave you like a few chapters or something?
Yeah. And it was cool.
There's also, I can't remember if either of you have read Cinder. It's like the cyborg Cinderella.
I really want to.
There's the next book in that series is also coming out. It's called Scarlet, and it's about
the
Red Riding Hood kind of character.
I really like Little Red Riding Hood. She's my favorite fairy tale character.
Aww. And Joy was really cool, and she was like really, like she was like awesomely skilled at everything and really strong and good at like I don't know, martial arts and stuff, but she didn't really show it, and she had like the bestest comebacks ever, and she was.
You mean like in dialogue?
Yeah, and she was really cool, and then, and she like if somebody wanted to fight her, she would just be like, "All right," and then, but she wouldn't ever like hit them or anything, just that she would block them, and then eventually they would get tired because she wouldn't do anything. She'd just stand there and like
move her hand in the right way, step to the side, you know, like all that kind of thing.
And she's very dainty, and she's really cool. And then, and she, yeah. It was cool. Anyway.
I also got, It Came from the Far Side, which is a comic strip by Gary Larson.
Mm-hmm. You got this for the holidays, or?
Yeah, I got it from my dad.
Was it cool?
Last night. Yes, it was amazing. It's a comic strip.
A comic strip?
So, and the Far Side is just single panels, right?
Yeah, it's a single panel, and they're really, they're funnies.
Mm. I also saw you had a book on interior design.
Oh, yeah.
She's studying up to design her new home.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
someday.
In like 10 years.
This is so exciting. I didn't get any books for Christmas, but I'm happy because in one way I didn't get any books, but in the other way I got all the books.
Because you had an e-reader?
And it made me smile. And I gave people books. My friend came over and they had a present for me, and I felt bad because I didn't have one for them. So I went into my room and found a book that I liked and was like, "Merry Christmas." And it was sad because then my other friend was there and they were like, "Oh, I read that book. I didn't like it very well."
And you're like, "Oh, darn it."
But I liked it.
What was the book?
It was called Wither, and I'm not sure who it was by.
Lauren DiStefano, I think.
Yeah,
that one also has a book coming out in that series this year.
Really?
I think it's the third book. I think there's three.
Well,
now.
I should be reading the second one. It was very lovely.
It was lovely. Mm-hmm. It was lovely.
The girl on the cover was pretty too.
Huh. Yeah, she was.
It made me happy.
Even though she did slightly remind me of pop singers.
Yeah,
the covers are interesting. Huh. They're both great and awful. I have very mixed feelings on the covers.
I'm usually not such a fan of books that have, like, people on the covers.
I know what you mean.
But then, sometimes I am.
Yeah.
Unless it was Dairy Queen, which was just, like, some feet.
that was cool. Even though they did her hair wrong.
I know.
And they made her, like, and in the third book, it shows, like, her figure. And she doesn't look, like, as stocky as I expected her to be. Like, they made her, like,
be like,
thinner.
"Hello, I am a
princess. Dairy Queen." Huh? And I'm like, "No, you're a football player. There's a difference." Darn it.
The cover I had just had a cow with a crown on it.
Mm, yep.
Different
cars. Like a Dairy Queen.
You know what was my favorite part? Well, not my favorite. Something that I liked about the Minder series.
What?
You know how on the covers, like, they have the silhouettes?
Yes, yes, I love
and
that.
And you could tell exactly who they were just by the silhouettes.
Like, oh, yeah. Because by in the description first one, and the it's like a young woman and a young guy, mm. like looking into each other's eyes.
And
like,
you're like, oh, that's...
And that's, you know.
Yeah, Maddie and Trevor. And then on the second one,
it's a girl, it's a young girl looking into an older guy's eyes, like, looking up mm. to him. And that's clearly...
Whatever his face. Whatever yeah, his name is.
I haven't read the books in a while.
They're coming out with new covers.
Ah!
And I know this would not be popular with you guys. that have actual people in them rather than silhouettes.
Oh, my God.
Why would they not?
But they do that sometimes. It's interesting seeing the
Didn't
difference
they do
between
that with
covers.
The ugly series
the third
too?
One?
Yes,
the third
they changed
one
the ugly
series. Was a baby.
Too.
Oh, was a woman looking down into the eyes of a baby. And I thought that was really interesting because I haven't read that one yet.
I haven't read that.
You're like, who's
but
the
no,
baby?
But no, in the end of the second one, though, you find...
Yeah, you have a pretty good guess.
Mm. I wonder if it's a cute baby.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
Like maybe I wonder if it will be a telekinetic baby or a
telekinesis
minder.
Or a minder. Yeah, I have a guess that it's a minder.
I have a guess that it's probably going to be both. Because you know how she was, like, learning how to use Trevor's powers from their soul mating?
Yeah, right.
And he was learning how to use hers. Yeah. And then the baby
it's
will probably
weird.
Be like, I can do both!
Yeah, they can, like, look into it. Like, she thinks it's unfair that she is always looking into his mind. So she's always transmitting everything that she's thinking and everything, like, that everybody else mm-hmm. in the room is thinking. So he basically has her ability. And then she realized that she can't stop it. Like, mm-hmm. she literally can't stop from transmitting mm-hmm. everything that she's thinking and everything that the rest of the room is thinking. Mm-hmm. And she is, like, clumsily learning how to use telekinesis.
Yeah. Like, she kind of, like, picked up a soda bottle and just chucked it.
Yeah, she just, like, threw a soda bottle across the room. You know, like, in ghost stories where they're, like, you know, like, spirits moving things around the room, like, randomly. It's mm-hmm. like that. She'll be, like, picking something up and, like, crashing it against a wall because she can't control it.
And it's so cool.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to share. We have a blog that we've been working on.
A blog.
That is going live tomorrow. I mean, it's up already, but we don't have our posts up yet. It's called wearebound.wordpress.com.
So you person listening to that radio listener need to go on to the internet and look it up.
It's hard, I know.
It is a long name. Wearebound.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
Perhaps someday we will have a shorter one.
You can even email us.
Mm-hmm. Wearebound.wordpress@gmail.com if you have a book suggestion.
Or if you like.
Or have something you want us to talk about on the show.
Please talk about this book because I love it.
Even if we haven't read it, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what we think it might be about.
Yep.
Or you can say, please, please, please talk about panda bears.
I love panda bears.
I like
panda I could talk about panda bears for a show.
Me too. Yeah. Panda bears.
You'd even write a song. Yeah, so our blog's going to go live tomorrow. We're going to post our show archives on there. And or a link to the show archives because the archives are already on the WGXC archives.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to post some fresh content, some reviews, and
so you could read reviews and
posts.
Listen to shows that you missed.
How Yay. Exciting!
Yay!
2013 is going to be such a good year for everybody.
Yay! Yay! Oh, and then you can, you know, recommend us to a TV station and we can get our own TV show. You know, that's cool, too. Whatever.
No, I'm just trying to imagine us on television.
And you can see how beautiful we are.
Ah.
Okay, bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.